Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz has died at the age of 90 in hospital. Saudi State TV says 79-year-old Crown Prince Salman has now officially become king. Prince Mukrin bin Abdulaziz is the new Crown Prince. The late monarch had been in hospital for several weeks, suffering from a lung infection. King Abdullah came to power in 2005 and suffered ill health in recent years. The late king's funeral ceremony will be held on Friday afternoon. Let's discuss that a bit further. We're now joined by Mr. Ali Al-Ahmad, who is the director of IGN. He's joining us now on the line from Washington. Mr. Al-Ahmad, thanks very much for joining us. I wanted to get your initial reactions. What does this mean for Saudi Arabia nationally as well as regionally?
Yes, I think the impact on the region, we will not see a lot of change because the Al Saud family policies regionally and foreign policy is the same. What we might see is some competition, some clashes within the ruling family, but these clashes might not be military or physical clashes, and they will not be public. I do not see any sign of it. What we see is a change in terms of the people looking at the ruling family and their role. This process has taken place without the participation or the knowledge of anyone in the people. The people who are supposed to be the rulers of that country, not the ruling family. So you will have, today there is a huge hashtag saying that the people are the rulers, not the Al Saud. So that's been put out there. And I think that is the new, the sea of change is happening in terms of the people's power. And the people's will be the determining factor in the future of Saudi Arabia.
Indeed, and what do we know about the hierarchy as it stands right now, Mr. Al-Ahmad? Of course, Prince Salman has been the public eye and the public face, essentially, of the Saudi king for a while now. But what about Prince Mukrin?
Mukrin, he is not favored by many in the ruling family, and that's going to be a point of contention because they consider him to be a low class. The fact that his mother was a black slave. And because of a competition, such language, this unfortunate language was used against him by other members of the royal family. So people are hoping to remove him and install somebody else in his place. So that might be a friction within the ruling family.
Indeed, and as you said, Mr. Al-Ahmad, the policies, of course, of the Saudi royal family will likely remain the same. But I'm just wondering whether, when it comes to the regional impact, either the fight against ISIL, the so-called Islamic State, or other factors in the region or within the country as well, the eastern province and the uprising there, how do you think that this will affect those changes?
Well, I think there will be some changes in terms of that. They want to appear that to open a fresh page. This has been the story with every Saudi king. They start anew, they release some prisoners and appear to be basically saying, oh, let's start anew. They might do that. They might release some prisoners and start anew with some sector of society. But I think because of the people's demand for more rights and more role in the government, that might not happen.
Very well.
Thank you so much.
Very well. Well, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us today. That was Mr. Ali Al-Ahmad, director of IGA, who had been speaking to us live on the line from Washington.